Charlie Kaufman's movies tend to send characters on seriously strange journeys, inner journeys, call them head trips. The title character in Being John Malkovich, for instance, discovers that other people can access his brain. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is about a man whose memories are in the process of being erased. NPR critic Bob Mondello says Kaufman's first animated film, Anomalisa, is no exception.
A guy who thinks everyone's the same meets a gal who's different. That could be the TV listing for Charlie Kaufman's new weirdness. But it doesn't get at the weird, and the weird in this film is prodigious. Start with the fact that in an on-screen world that looks otherwise real and natural, the leading man, motivational speaker Michael Stone, and all the folks around him are puppets animated in stop motion. And except for Michael, they not only look the same, like crash test dummies with different clothes and hairstyles, but they sound the same too. The cabbie who picks him up at the airport.
First time?
You gotta check it out.
Michael's wife on the phone.
How was the flight?
His 5-year-old son.
Hi, Daddy. I'm a pirate.
And every staffer at his hotel.
Dennis here will show you to your room. Right this way, sir. My name is Dennis.
And an ex-girlfriend he gets in touch with.
It's good to hear your voice.
Yours too.
I'm shaking.
Charlie Kaufman's film Being John Malkovich built up to a scene full of Malkoviches, all with that actor's face and cadences. This film starts there and builds from a cacophony of voices that are all actor Tom Noonan's voice. So that by the time our leading man, who's voiced by David Thewlis, is ensconced in his hotel,
welcome to the Fray Jolie,
you're pretty fully in his world. Calling the hotel the Fray Jolie, by the way, is an obscure but very cool joke. The Fregoli delusion is the name of a psychiatric condition in which sufferers believe all the people around them are really incarnations of just one person who is tormenting them. Michael doesn't actually believe that, but he does see people as interchangeably unremarkable, and the film lets you see them that way too, even as it's making the unremarkable things they're doing visually arresting, because, after all, they are puppets. Michael, for instance, engages in puppet showering.
Hot.
Ah. Puppet profanity.
Ah. Oh, cool. You.
Puppet nudity.
Okay.
And once he's out of the shower, puppet hallucinations, where his jaw starts clacking and his face comes off as he looks in the mirror. It's in the middle of that hallucination that he hears something in the hallway that takes him completely by surprise.
Anyway, I can't wait to see you when I get back. How's Thursday?
A woman's voice. A different voice.
Jesus. Someone else.
It's Lisa. In a world of same, she's an anomaly. Anomalisa, worth pursuing. He runs down the hallway, knocking on doors to no avail, until...
I think I've got the wrong...
Who's there, Em?
It's Mr. Stone. Michael Stone.
Really? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hello? Oh, do I look awful? I was just taking my makeup off. Oh, my God. Ugh, don't look at me.
Hello? No. You look lovely.
I can't believe you're in our room. We came here from Akron just to hear you speak. Oh my God, please don't look at me.
Well, I'm certainly very flattered.
You can look at me.
Emily, is there something we can do for you? I mean, I don't mean that in a weird way, although, no.
Now, Michael is smitten, and Lisa is too, and that will lead to puppet sex and puppet smoking after sex and all manner of other things that would make Anomalisa fun to watch, even if novelty were all it had going for it. But what's fascinating is how the things that make the film different are the very things that make it emotionally engaging. David Thewlis's lonely stammer as Michael, Jennifer Jason Leigh's heartbreaking insecurity as Lisa, have a kind of universality when wedded to expressions on plastic faces that you quite forget are plastic. And that lets filmmaker Kaufman tap into an existential loneliness most films can only hint at. In Anomalisa, he's doing precisely what his characters are, reaching out, searching for a connection. And for 90 minutes in the theater, he finds it. I'm Bob Mondello.
When I see your face, or hear a name, or am introduced to someone new, it doesn't matter, they're all the same, and none of them.